Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change. I don't have the right, I don't have the desire to, and I do not have the right to try to change my wife's personality and who she is. I don't have the right to change anybody except myself. Now, there's people out there I don't like, and if I don't like them, I just walk away. I'm 55 years old. I've done without that person my whole dang life. I don't need them now. And I don't have the right or the desire to try to change them. But if I don't like me, if I don't like me, if I'm not comfortable being with me, well, that's a different story.
I tell young men, it's like, find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. You know, if you have a day where you're comfortable and there's some things around you that give pleasure, have some sense and enjoy it. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at. That's contemptible. Everyone knows that.
You're talking about young men that might not have any direction right now. Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail, 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 and then you're going to win.
I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. You know, and
and that stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight.
A man's most valuable, most important resource is his good name. If a man ain't got a good name, he ain't got nothing. So don't lie. Be respectful. You know, be respectful to others. Be respectful to your elders. Even if they're not respectable, they still been through life enough. You know, their position earns them what their behavior want.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would it. Uh-uh. That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
The other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do?
You better not lose this. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Your grandma counting on you to do the right thing. Your mama counting on you. Your cousins, your brothers and sisters are counting on you to cash in on this opportunity.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It can mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It can mean freezing on a park bench. It can mean jail. It can mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Despite rejection and the worst odds, and it will be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
Mm-hmm. A bad week ain't gonna last. A bad month ain't gonna last. It's just, as long as you're working on yourself and you're trying to better yourself in those moments, it's okay to not be okay, to be okay.
I'm gonna have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
If you actually want to build something that's going to stand the test of time and make you very successful and rich and happy and bring other people with you, it's going to take everything. I fully believe that. I don't think you can half-ass it. I don't think it can be a side project, and I don't think it can be something that's just 3 hours a day. I think you've got to go fully into it to become like high level achiever, like actually a winner.
Excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them.
Most people who've won big have failed big. You know, see, even you know. Yeah. And what I promised myself as a little boy, I said, I can never leave the gym knowing I have 5% left. That 5% is magic. It's the magic place where very few people go. You can go there. I'm giving you permission to go there. We have people behind you. If you fall down and drop the weight on the floor, who cares? Who cares? But if you make it, I care. I want that. I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again. The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything. Anything. Right now, you're 5% away. 5% away from being a champion.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. It's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that counts. In the final analysis, your response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman. They merely reveal him to himself.
Don't stress in the face of adversity. Make adversity something you desire for an opportunity to grow.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframe the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, is the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people will be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80-something years old and I'm looking back on my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
You can't have an easy life and a great character. Show me a trust fund kid that inherited a bunch of money, and I'll show you someone mentally tortured. It's true, right? Having stuff isn't fun. Getting stuff is fun. It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit. You know, the self-help is not the journey, it's the destination. It's not either the journey or the destination. It's who you become on the journey. And here's the terrible thing about life. It's self-assignment. Like, you know, there's school and college, and then you get dropped into the real world at some point, and you go, well, you have to decide what you're going to do. And you can take an easy path, and it's ultimately less fun. It's short money. Or you take a hard path, and you give yourself a challenge, and it's great.
Nietzsche said, I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
The man who never fail has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
One thing I did wrong in my life was I tried for so many years to please people, and I did it at the expense of myself. I was leaving a lot in the tank, and when you do that, you stop living.
Is if you show up in a crowd and your goal is to fit in, then you're putting your self-worth on the line. But if you show up and your goal is just to be yourself, then you can't fail. And your self-worth is at the end of the day, if you just act like yourself, everybody can do that. And then you leave feeling good about yourself because you have control over that. But if you're showing up and you're just doing and being anything just to be fit into the crowd, and you don't fit in and you're not even being yourself, then you're worthless. So it's a lot easier to just show up and make the goal to be seen rather than to be accepted, because that's who you are and it's in your control.
Because you're sad, now you're going to make a bunch of bad decisions because you're sad. No, it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. You're sad. Okay. You get emotional sometimes. Okay. Got it. Now get control of your emotions and carry on with your life. And sometimes you're going to get hit with those waves, and that's okay. I think that's a big misconception. Oh, I'm having an emotional moment right now. There's something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The other extreme is, I'm letting my emotions run my life and I'm making a bunch of bad decisions. And my excuse is, well, you know, I lost some friends or I had this traumatic experience happen to me. That's why I'm doing... That's just an excuse. And it's a very easy excuse. And in society, the last thing I want to say to you is, well, you can't act like that. Oh, you lost one of your friends? Hey, that doesn't mean you can make an excuse. You can't use that as an excuse. No, I go, hey, man, okay. That's what I say, right? I'm a polite person. I'm an empathetic person. You're sad. You're making bad decisions. You're saying it's because you lost your friend or you went through this traumatic thing. And I go, okay, how can I help? Instead of saying, hey, man, yeah, guess what? It's time to carry on. Don't dwell on the... I've told 1,000 veterans this. Remember, don't dwell. Remember your friends. Don't dwell on the past, though. Remember, don't dwell. That's what we have to do. And the emotions, yes, embrace those emotions, but don't let those emotions embrace you.
It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear. And arguably, that fight is a harder fight to win than beating a dragon when you have a nuclear bomb and six nations behind you. And so it's not even like the size of the hardship, it's just also the resources and how few of them you have, and how so much of the beginning is literally burning the one thing you have, which is time, because you have no leverage. You don't have the money to pay other people to help you. You don't have the resources to go like get someone to, no one can learn it for you. It's like there's a lot of the things that we care about a lot. Like, no one can work out for you. Doesn't matter how much money you have. No one can learn skills for you. And so in the early days, like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you. And then you're like, it's me again.
If I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. It's like hate. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's the feeling of being on the right path.
How does one convince themselves that what they're doing and working on is worth it?
The question of worth it is reliant on an outcome. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens. You're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens. And that part that happens after it is completely out of your control. Putting any energy into that part that's out of your control is a waste of time. All it does is undermine your work. Your work is to make the best thing you can. So any thought you have about outcome undermines the whole thing.
See, that's the difference in how your life works out. It's not what happens, it's what you do. So here's one of the key questions of the evening. Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish, you can change your whole life.
Well, Confucius had a great saying that, every man has two lives. And the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Mark Manson quote here is, the person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word. So if you were to treat yourself like a friend you are responsible for helping, which is Peterson's advice, right? Let's say that every time you invited a friend out for lunch, they turned up late or didn't turn up at all, they didn't text back, they just kept not holding to their word. After a while, you wouldn't believe in them, you wouldn't be friends with them, and you'd stop inviting them out to lunch. You are that friend to yourself. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze?
We are who we are when nobody's watching. If you want to know who you really are, be on your own. Go somewhere on your own, on holiday or whatever, and that's who you are. If you're driving along and you throw the soda can out of the window of the car, that's who you really are. No one does that with kids in the back. Monster. But if that's who you, it's interesting to kind of note that. You know, it's the difference between character and reputation. You know, you really know who you are. Reputation is what everyone else thinks about you. You know who you are in yourself.
Just because something is hard to obtain does not mean that it is valuable.
Just because something is hard to obtain doesn't mean it's valuable.
Look at the car he's driving, look at the watch he's wearing, look at the girl he's with. These things were hard to obtain, so you presumed that they were valuable, but you didn't realize that what's genuinely valuable are friendships and relationships mm-hmm. and a comfort and a confidence in yourself and peace of mind and sanity and being able to positively impact the people around you.
If my dad had been an alcoholic, and you asked me, Cliff, why are you an alcoholic? And I say, well, because my dad was an alcoholic. And then I've got five younger siblings, none of whom are alcoholics, and you ask them, well, why are you not alcoholics? And they say, because my dad was an alcoholic. See, what we're getting at is, yes, we're all influenced by the environment we grew up in, no question about it. But then we choose what we're going to do with that environment. And I can choose to use my dad being an alcoholic to justify me being an alcoholic. Or I can say, you know something? I'm never going to touch a drop of alcohol because my dad was an alcoholic and I saw how destructive it was in his life.
Give a man a purpose and the ability to achieve it and he will crawl over broken glass with mm-hmm. a smile. And I think that feeling capable and powerful and competent and respected and admired is something that will get a man so far.
Mm-hmm.
You give a man those things, he'll deal with suffering until the ends of the earth. We're designed to do that. We're designed to suffer. We're designed to deal with that suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be in service of something. The man that suffers and doesn't have competence, capability, purpose, respect, meaning, admiration, that's a man that's depressed. That's a man who is alone mm-hmm. and struggling and may take his own life. Or may become increasingly useless to the potential partner and society around him, or may become radicalized, you know, in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And a man who is able to do things well is useful to everybody around him.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
And it is incredibly difficult to compete with someone who's being themselves. How am I going to be a better Joe Rogan than Joe Rogan is? The best that I can hope for is being the second best Joe Rogan in the world, if I decide to do that. So if you decide to lean into the thing that only you can do, that is where your competitive advantage lies. And that doesn't mean that you can't progress forward. That doesn't mean that you can't enhance yourself and develop new skills. But I do think that there's something to do with embracing the uniqueness that you have that will allow you to direct yourself towards something that is more fulfilling, that's more in line with you, that is competitively more effective. Socially, people are going to resonate with you. We don't love people for how much they're like other people. No one's ever fallen in love with someone and said, you know what it is? I just love the fact that I can accurately predict all of their opinions without having heard their thought on something beforehand. I just adore how predictable she is. No.
No.
It's because of how unique they are.
I think about this every day. I mean, we are living in a war of attention. I wake up in the morning and I can be a consumer or a creator. If I reach for my phone, I'm a consumer. If I go to my journal, I'm a creator. My advice to anyone who wants to be successful in any domain is to do things away from where you broadcast and then take it to that broadcast. I mean, take your real life to Instagram and be very cautious about taking Instagram to your real life.
The depth of my consciousness causes me to suffer. Is it a blessing or a curse to feel everything so very deeply? The only way out is through. You take more of the thing that poisons you until you turn it into a tonic that girdles the world around you. I wish I didn't think about things as much. I wish I didn't care about things as much. I wish I didn't worry. I wish I didn't have as much anxiety. But guess what? Like, you do. So how are you going to play the cards that you've been dealt? And that's a huge advantage to tons and tons and tons of ways, except for a couple. And the pains are very obvious, and all of the rewards are very hidden. So you need to go through. The only way out is to find them.
When you're suffering or you're lazy or you're procrastinating, doing something that's harder than the state that you're in bounces you back yes. much faster.
Yes.
This is all based in the dynamics of dopamine. It's sort of crazy. If you know how people are procrastinating to write something or just, and they start cleaning the house?
Yeah.
Something they normally don't want to do. Well, it's just something that's easier than the thing that you're supposed to do.
Right.
It turns out, and I learned this from Anna, if you do something that's even harder than the thing that you're trying to avoid, all of a sudden, you're able to do that. And you're like, oh, okay, well, it's just psychology, right? No, it's not psychology alone. It's psychology, but it's Once dopamine is deployed at that level, you're a different person.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You'll have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
If you win, you win. If you lose, you learn.
Yeah.
And so you always win. And if you really can think about it that way, every time, you know, I remember pretty much every time I've ever been humiliated on the mat, every time I've ever been like really manhandled and tapped, I remember them very well.
Gratitude's an excellent practice, man.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of arrogance and resentment. I think it's a great thing to become an expert at. And I think that you can allow yourself happiness if you're grateful.
The only way to really get free is to have some forgiveness, you know. And people do the best they can. And all any of us are is just kids that are just getting older, you know, and just trying our best in the world. And sometimes it takes time. You can't really force it, you know, but I think we can get into practices that help us get closer to forgiveness. And that's where I want to be. Because at a certain point, I'm tired of the grudges. Even if I'm not the one making them, even if they're from a young, I've got to talk to myself or have a relationship enough with my heart that's like, hey, trust me enough to walk us through this. And with my higher power to say, hey, God, help me walk through this. You know, I have felt unloved, or I have felt wronged, or I have felt this. Help me try again to give this person a chance to love me, because if not, I miss out twice. I miss out as a child when I wasn't able to make a choice. When I had, it was all survival instincts that I had to operate from. But I miss out as an adult when I am able to make a choice.
Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays. In their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human.
If you were all gathered around the bed of someone close who is dying, could you manage it? And if the answer is no, it's like, well, put your life together, because it's going to happen. And you should be the person who's there that can do it and do it properly. And then maybe you'd find that it isn't the sort of thing that will undermine your faith in life itself.
There's a thing that men need. They need difficult tasks, and they need to know that they can overcome difficult tasks.
Yeah,
and through that, you develop your human potential. You develop what you're capable of doing. And if you don't encounter those things in life, you remain feeble. Yeah. And you may...
Fetal, even.
Yeah, and very, not just immature, but insecure.
Well, and not just insecure, but insecure, then bitter.
Yes.
Then resentful,
then
dangerous.
Yeah.
Weak, insecure, bitter men are not harmless.
No. No.
Quite the contrary.
And they try to damage people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they try to damage people oftentimes because in comparison to those people they're trying to damage, they feel they come up short. They don't like it. They don't like the feeling.
Yeah.
And they try to destroy the thing that makes them feel bad.
But the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Right, right, exactly. That's exactly it.
My grandfather walked 10 miles to work every day. My father walked 5. I'm driving a Cadillac. My son is in a Mercedes. Said my grandson will be in a Ferrari. But he said my great-grandson will be walking again. So I asked him, I said, well, why is that? And he said to me, tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand, but you have to raise warriors.
From a fast break to recovery, Indiana hospitals are here for every Hoosier, regardless of their ability to pay. That's why we're teaming up with legislators on a winning playbook to lower costs and protect access to care across our communities. Because good policy doesn't leave anyone on the sidelines. Learn more at HoosierLifeline.com.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn Ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.